As I was reading this gospel and preparing for the sermon, I thought about when I was in my 30s, early 40s, going home to my family. And somehow, although I had a really good professional life, it didn't seem to matter. Somehow, they still saw me as that kid that created havoc in the home. And somehow, I was reminded over and over, especially about from my younger brother and sister, about who I really was. And it didn't matter what I had done and what accolades I had ever been given, I was still that kid. And somehow, thank God, at some point, some people died off and others forgot. And now I can go home and, you know, somehow there is honor again. But it took a long time. So I can imagine this brazen 33-year-old Jesus coming back to his family town, that they remembered him. He was a kid that got lost and they had to go back looking for him when they traveled to Jerusalem. You know, he wasn't exactly probably any more the perfect kid than any of us. And I don't know that I'm the only one that had this experience going home, but I'm sure that I wasn't alone in this. And just like Jesus, and this is a sobering thought, that here is this man who has been going through the countryside preaching, and he has been declaring and healing people and, you know, casting out the demons, raising people from the dead, and yet he goes home. And they can't believe it. And even when they hear him preach, they don't hear him. Instead, they keep him in this box of who he was, not who he is. And if they did that to Jesus, think about our call as Christians. So Jesus was reminding and helping to those who were to be called to be his apostles. Because right after that, he sent his 12 out, his disciples, who then were called apostles because they were sent out to teach, to preach, to heal. He sent them out, and he said, it's not going to go any better for you. Just know this. There will be some that will open their doors and open their hearts and open their ears to hear you, but there will others who will stay closed. And if that happens, you just have to move on. Shake the dust off your feet and move on. And so as we today are called as Christians, we have the same call to be sent out. We are to proclaim the gospel, we're to heal, and we're to have victory over evil. That's a lot. And with this authority that is given to us through baptism also comes responsibility. We are responsible. We are called to do this, and we are responsible that we should be doing it. We are to proclaim the gospel, heal, and it may be a touch, it may be a word, it may be called through whatever our ministries are to do healing, and we are to have victory over evil. To be able to recognize that there is still evil in this world, and we are called to be able to conquer it within ourselves and to help support others in conquering their own evil, their own temptations. Hugh Thomas said that many Christians would sooner talk about anything else than God talk outside the walls of the church. Because it makes many Christians anxious. I hear giggle, and I know. Because after I was ordained, I was at a strip mall. And this woman stopped me and said, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? And it took me back. And it's like, I don't want to publicly announce anything. I would rather just quietly, you know, go away. But she followed me. Have you accepted Jesus as your Savior? Now I have, but I didn't think it was necessary, being the true Episcopalian, to announce it to her. You know, we Episcopalians like to keep it quiet. We do our thing, but we do it quietly, without fanfare. And so that's what we're called to do, though. And we have to do it in our own way. We have to find a way to find out what God is calling us to do in our own ministry. And it's individual. It may be a ministry through the church of visiting those who are sick and taking the Eucharist. It may be serving on the altar. It may be just taking care of a loved one. It may be our call through our vocation of being a teacher or an educator or whatever it is. It may be a simple thing. I remember I used to go downtown for meetings, and I parked in the underground by Cobo Hall. And as I left, there was a gentleman who took the money. And with this older man, and with his gentle smile, he would just say, "Have a blessed day." That was his ministry, to invite people into a blessed day. So we don't know what God calls us, but we know that we are called. And we also know that St. Michael's is called to ministry, to break down the walls and to take the love of God out into the world. How we do that as a community is one of the things we have to discern this year. We are doing some, but what more is God calling us to be as a church? Because coming to church is only a way of getting reinforced to be able to take the word out to the community, to be able to proclaim the gospel, to do the healing, to help people have victory over evil. It can't stay within its walls. That's not what we're called to do. It begins here, but it can't end here. So this year, as we have time to really look at what our mission statement is, and what God more is God calling for this church, it's time to ask. And as we do that, we have to look around into our community. Whom do we take for granted? Whom are we being called to serve? And if, what wisdom or acts of power are we missing today? What is the more that we should be doing? And if God's work can be done, then we are the ones to do it. But if we doubt his call, or unwilling to believe the call, then we miss opportunities and lost blessings. Because when we respond to the call, in small ways or big ways, then we become blessed. It's not just the other. It's within ourselves that we have an open heart and a gladdened heart. And it's then that enlarges the grace of God to be seen through us for others to see and receive. That's what God's calling us in this. And it's not going to be easy. We may not be recognized, and we may be turned away. But it may be that invitation that you give someone to come be part of our church, to come be part of a celebration, to come and experience. It's that. Sometimes it takes us to ask somebody. I came back to church because a friend asked me to go to church with her. It wasn't my church. I didn't feel at home there, but I went. And it was that started me back on the road to priesthood. Never would have imagined it. But sometimes somebody has to ask us, and that somebody has to be us. So just know that we have to pay attention to what God's asking of us, individually, collectively, as a congregation, because it's time for us to take the love from inside these walls and spread it outside. It's God's grace. Amen.